The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 1, Creation. Chapter 4, The Appearance of Sri Narada. Text 1. Vyasa Vacha Iti Bruvanam Samstuya Muni Nam Dirga Satrinam Vrida Kula Pati Sutam Bhavricha Shonako Bravit. Synonyms. Vyas, Vyasadev. Vivacha said, Iti thus, Bruvanam, speaking, Samstutya, congratulating, Muniam, of the great sages, Dirgha, prolonged, Satrinam, of those engaged in the performance of sacrifice, Drida, elderly, Kulapati, head of the assembly, Sutam, unto Suta Goswami, Bahuricha, learned, Shonaka, of the name Shonaka, abravit, addressed. Translation. Vyasadeva said, on hearing Suta Goswami speak thus, Shonaka Muni, who was the elderly learned leader of all the rishis engaged in that prolonged sacrificial ceremony, congratulated Suta Goswami by addressing him as follows. Purport. In a meeting of learned men, when there are congratulations or addresses for the speaker, the qualifications of the congratulator should be as follows. He must be the leader of the house and an elderly man. He must be vastly learned also. Sri Shonaka Rishi had all these qualifications, and thus he stood up to congratulate Sri Suta Goswami when he expressed his desire to present Srimad Bhagavatam exactly as he had heard it from Shukadeva Goswami and also realized it personally. Personal realization does not mean that one should, out of vanity, attempt to show one's own learning by trying to surpass the previous acharya. He must have full confidence in the previous acharya, and at the same time, he must realize the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for the particular circumstance in a suitable manner. The original purpose of the text must be maintained. No obscure meaning should be screwed out of it, yet it should be presented in an interesting manner for the understanding of the audience. This is called realization. The leader of the assembly, Shonaka, could estimate the value of the speaker, Sri Suta Goswami, simply by his uttering yataditam and yatamati, and therefore he was very glad to congratulate him in ecstasy. No learned man should be willing to hear a person who does not represent the original acharya. So, the speaker and the audience were bona fide in this meeting where Bhagavatam was being recited for the second time. That should be the standard of recitation of Bhagavatam, so that real purpose can be served without difficulty. Unless this situation is created, Bhagavatam recitation for extraneous purposes is useless labor both for the speaker and for the audience. Text 2. Shonaka Uvacha. Sutta Sutta Mahabhaga Vadadno Vadatam Vara Katam Bhagavatim Punyam Yad Aha Bhagavan Chuka. Translation. Shonaka Uvacha said, Sutta Sutta Suta Goswami Mahabhaga, the most fortunate Vada, please speak na unto us Vadatam, of those who can speak Vara respective Katam. Message, Bhagavatam, of the Bhagavatam, Punyam, pious, yet which, Ahab said, Bhagavan, greatly powerful, Shuka, Sri Shukadev Goswami. Translation. Shonaka said, O Suta Goswami, you are the most fortunate and respected of all those who can speak and recite. Please relate the pious message of Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken by the great and powerful sage, Shukadev Goswami. Purport. Suta Goswami is twice addressed herein by Shonaka Goswami out of great joy, because he and the members of the assembly were eager to hear the text of Bhagavatam uttered by Shukadeva Goswami. They were not interested in hearing it from a bogus person who would interpret it in his own way to suit his own purpose. Generally, the so-called Bhagavatam reciters are either professional readers or so-called learned impersonalists, who cannot enter into the transcendental personal activities of the Supreme Person. The impersonalists twist some meanings out of the Bhagavatam to suit and support impersonalist views, and the professional readers go at once to the 10th canto to mis-explain the most confidential part of the Lord's pastimes. Neither of these reciters are bona fide persons to recite Bhagavatam. Only one who is prepared to present Bhagavatam in the light of Shukadev Goswami, and only those who are prepared to hear Shukadev Goswami and his representative, are bona fide participants in the transcendental discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 3. Yasmin yuge pravityayam stane va kena hetuna kuta sanchodita krishna kritavan samhitam muni. Synonyms: kasmin, in which, yuge, period, pravrita, was begun, iam, this, stani, in the place, va, or, kena, on what, hetuna, ground, kuta, from, sanchodita, inspired by, krishna, krishna dvaipiyana vyas, kritavan, compiled, samhitam, Vedic literature, mune, the learned. Translation: in what period and at what place did this was this first begun, and why was this taken up? From where did Krishna Dvaipiyana Vyas, the great sage, get the inspiration to compile this literature? Purport: because Srimad Bhagavatam is a special contribution of Srila Vyasadeva, there are so many inquiries by the learned Sronika Muni. It was known to them that Srila Vyasadeva had already explained the text of the Vedas in various ways up to the Mahabharata for the understanding of less intelligent women, sudras, and fallen members of the family of twice-born men. Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental to all of them because it has nothing to do with anything mundane. So the inquiries are very intelligent and relevant. Text 4. Tasya Puto Mahayogi Samadrin Nivikalpaka Ekanta Matira Nidro Gudho Mudha Aveyate. Synonyms: Tasya, his, Putra, son, Mahayogi, a great devotee, Samadrik, equibalanced, Nirvikalpaka, absolute monist, Ekanta Mati, fixed in monism or oneness of mind, Unidra, surpassed nascience, Guda, not exposed, Mudha, stunted, Eva, like, Iate, appears like. Translation: his, Vyasadeva's son, was a great devotee, an equibalanced monist, whose mind was always concentrated on monism, in monism. He was transcendental to mundane activities, but being unexposed, he appeared like an ignorant person. Purport: Srila Shukadev Goswami was a liberated soul, and thus he always remained always alert not to be trapped by the illusory energy. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this alertness is very lucidly explained. The liberated soul and the conditioned soul have different engagements. The liberated soul is always engaged in the progressive path of spiritual attainment, which is something like a dream for the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul cannot imagine the actual engagements of the liberated soul. While the conditioned soul thus dreams about spiritual engagements, the liberated soul is awake. Similarly, the engagement of a conditioned soul appears to be a dream for the liberated soul. A conditioned soul and a liberated soul may apparently be on the same platform, but factually they are differently engaged, and their attention is always alert, either in sense enjoyment or in self-realization. The conditioned soul is absorbed in matter, whereas the liberated soul is completely indifferent to matter. This indifference is explained as follows. Text 5. Drishvanu yantra tam rishi atmajam api anaganam devyo riya paridadur nusutasya chitram tadvikshya prichati munau Jagadas Tavasti Stripumbida na tu sutasya vivikta diste. Synonyms: Dishva, by seeing, Anuyantam, following, Rishim, the sage, Atmajam, his son, Api in spite of Anagnam, not naked, Devia, beautiful damsels, Rhea, out of shyness, Paridadu, covered the body, not, Sutasya, of the sun, Chitram, astonishing, Tat Vikshya, by seeing that, Prachati, asking, Munau, unto the Muni, Vyas, Jaguda, replied, Tava, your, Asti, there are, Stri Pum, male and female, Bida, differences, not, to, but, Sutasya, of the sun, Vivikta, purified, Niste, of one who looks. Translation. While Sri Vyasadeva was following his son, beautiful young damsels who were bathing naked covered their bodies in cloth, although Srila Vyasadeva himself was not naked. But they had not done so when his son had passed. The sage inquired about this, and the young ladies replied that his son was purified and when looking at them made no distinction between male and female. But the sage made such distinctions. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 5.18, it is said that a learned sage looks equally on a learned and gentle brahmana, a chandala, dog eater, a dog or cow, due to his spiritual vision. Srila Shukadeva Goswami attained that stage. Thus, he did not see a male or female. He saw all living entities in different dress. The ladies who were bathing could understand the mind of a man simply by studying his demeanor, just as by looking at a child, one can understand how innocent he is. Shukadeva Goswami was a young boy, 16 years old, and therefore all the parts of his body were developed. He was naked also, and so were the ladies. But because Shukadeva Goswami was transcendental to sex relations, he appeared very innocent. The ladies, by their special qualifications, could sense this at once, and therefore they were not very concerned about him. But when his father passed, the ladies quickly dressed. The ladies were exactly like his children or grandchildren, yet they reacted to the presence of Vyasadeva according to the social custom, because Srila Vyasadeva played the part of a householder. A householder has to distinguish between a male and female, otherwise he cannot be a householder. One should therefore attempt to know the distinction between body and soul without any attachment for male and female. As long as such distinction is there, one should not try to become a sannyasi like Shukadeva Goswami. At least, theoretically, one must be convinced that a living entity is neither male nor female. The outward dress is made of matter by material nature and to attract the opposite sex, and thus keep one entangled in material existence. A liberated soul is above this perverted distinction. He does not distinguish between one living being and another. For him, all are one and the same spirit. The perfection of this spiritual vision is the liberated stage, and Srila Shukadeva Goswami attained that stage. Srila Vyasadeva was also in the transcendental stage, but because he was in the householder's life, he did not pretend to be a liberated soul as a matter of custom. Text 6. Katam alakshita puryai sampraptu kuru jangalam Unmata mudha mukha jadavad achiran gavasta sa vaye. Synonyms. Katam, how? Alakshita, recognized, purai, by the citizens, samprapta, reaching, Kuru jungalam, the Kuru jungle of provinces, Unmata, mad, mukha, dumb, jadavat, stunted, vicharam, wandering, gajasadvaye, Hastinapur. Translation. How was he, Srila Shukadeva, the son of Vyas, recognized by the citizens when he entered the city of Hastinapur, now Delhi, after wandering in the provinces of Kuru and Jungala, appearing like a madman, dumb and retarded? Purport. The present city of Delhi was formerly known as Hastinapur, because it was first established by King Hasti. Goswami and Shukadev, after leaving his parental home, was roaming like a madman, and therefore it was very difficult for the citizens to recognize him in his exalted position. A sage is not therefore recognized by sight, but by hearing. One should approach a sadhu or great sage not to see him, but to hear him. If one is not prepared to hear the words of a sadhu, there is no profit. Shukadev Goswami was a sadhu who could speak on the transcendental activities of the Lord. He did not satisfy the whims of ordinary citizens. He was recognized when he spoke on the subject of Bhagavatam, and he never attempted jugglery like a magician. Outwardly, he appeared to be a retarded, dumb madman, but in fact, he was the most elevated transcendental personality. Text 7. Katamba Pandaveshyasya Rajasher Muninya Saha Samvada Samabhutata Yatraisha Satvati Stuti. Synonyms: Katam, how is it? Va, also. Pandaveshyasya, the descendant of Pandu, Prikshit. Rajarshe, of the king who was a sage. Munina, with the muni. Saha, with. Sambada, discussion, samabhut, took place, tata, O darling, yatra, whereupon, esha, like this, satvati, transcendental, shruti, the essence of the Vedas. Translation: how did it so happen that King Prikshit met this great sage, making it possible for this great transcendental essence of the Vedas, Bhagavatam, to be sung to him? Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is stated here as the essence of the Vedas. It is not an imaginary story, as is sometimes considered by unauthorized men. It is also called Sukha Samhita, or the hymn, Vedic hymn, spoken by Sri Shukadev Goswami, the great liberated sage. Text 8. Sago dohana matram hi griheshu griha medinam avekshate mahabhagas tirti kurvams tadashramam. Synonyms: sa, hi, Shukadev Goswami, go dohana matram, only for the time of milking the cow, he, certainly, griheshu, in the house, griha medinam, of the householders, avekshate, waits, mahabhaga, the most fortunate, tirti, pilgrimage, kurvan, transforming, tat ashramam, the residence. Translation: he, Shukadev Goswami, was accustomed to stay at the door of a householder only long enough for a cow to be milked, and he did this just to sanctify the residence. Purport: Shukadev Goswami met Emperor Prikshit and explained the text of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was not accustomed to stay at any householder's residence for more than half hour at the time of milking the cow, and he would just take alms from the fortunate householder. This was to sanctify the residence by his auspicious presence. Therefore, Shukadev Goswami is an ideal preacher established in the transcendental position. From his activities, those who are in the renounced order of life and dedicated to the mission of preaching the message of Godhead should learn that they have no business with householders, save and except to enlighten them in transcendental knowledge. Such asking for alms from the householder should be for the purpose of sanctifying his home. One who is in the renounced order of life should not be allured by the glamour of the householder's worldly possessions and thus become subservient to worldly men. For one who is in the renounced order of life, this is much more dangerous than drinking poison and committing suicide. Text 9. Abhimanyu stutam suta parur bhagavatotamam tasya janma mahashkaryam karmani cha grihina. Synonyms: Abhimanyu Sutam, the son of Abhimanyu, Suta, O Suta, Prahu is said to be Bhagavata Uttamam, the first class devotee of the Lord. Tasya, his Janma birth, Maha Ascharyam, very wonderful. Karmani, activities, cha, and Grinihi, please speak to us. Translation. It is said that Maharaj Parikshit is a great first-class devotee of the Lord, and that his birth and activities are all wonderful. Please tell us about him. Purport. The birth of Maharaj Parikshit is wonderful because in the womb of his mother, he was protected by the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. His activities are also wonderful because he chastised Kali, who was attempting to kill a cow. To kill a cow means to end human civilization. He wanted to protect the cow from being killed by the great representative of sin. His death is also wonderful because he got previous notice of his death, which is wonderful for any mortal being, and thus he prepared himself for passing away by sitting down on the bank of the Ganges and hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord. During all the days he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, he did not take food or drink, nor did he sleep a moment. So everything about him is wonderful, and his activities are worth hearing attentively. The desire is expressed herein to hear about him in detail. Text 10. Sa samrat kasya vaheto pundunam manavardana prayo pas visto gayam anadritya diratsriyam. Synonyms. Sa, he, samrat, the emperor, kasya, for what, va, or, heto, reason, pandunam, of the sons of Pandu, manavardana, one who enriches the family, praya upavista, sitting and fasting, gangayam, on the bank of the Ganges, ananditya, neglecting, adirat, acquired kingdom, shriyam, rich opulences. Translation. He was a great emperor and possessed all the opulences of his acquired kingdom. He was so exalted that he was increasing the prestige of the Pandu dynasty. Why did he give up everything to sit down on the bank of the Ganges and fast until death? Purport. Maharaj Parikshit was the emperor of the world and all the seas and oceans, and he did not have to take the trouble to acquire such a kingdom by his own effort. He inherited it from his grandfathers, Maharaj Yudhisthira, and brothers. Besides that, he was doing well in the administration and was worthy of the good names of his forefathers. Consequently, there was nothing undesirable in his opulence and administration. Then why should he give up all these favorable circumstances and come sit down on the bank of the Ganges fasting till death? This is astonishing, and therefore all were eager to know the cause. Text 11. Namanti yat pada niketam atmana shivaya niena danani satrava katam vas vira stiram angadustyajam yuvaisatotrastum aho sahasubi. Synonyms. Namanti, bow down. Yatpada, whose feet. Niketam, under. Atmana, own. Shivaya, welfare. Haniya, used to bring about. Danani, wealth. Satrava, enemies. Katam, for what reason. Sahi, vira, the chivalrous. Shriyam, opulences. Anga, O Suta Goswami. Dusyajam, unsuperable. Yuva, in full youth. Aisata, desired. Ut strastum, to give up. Aho, exclamation. Saha, with. Asubi, life. Translation. He was such a great emperor that all his enemies would come and bow down at his feet and surrender all their wealth for their own benefit. He was full of youth and strength, and he possessed kingly opulences that were difficult to give up. Why did he want to give up everything, including his life? Purport. There was nothing undesirable in his life. He was quite a young man and could enjoy life with power and opulence. So there was no question of retiring from active life. There was no difficulty in collecting the state taxes because he was so powerful and chivalrous that even his enemies would come to him and bow down at his feet and surrender all wealth for their own benefit. Maharaj Parikshit was a pious king. He conquered his enemies, and therefore the kingdom was full of prosperity. There was enough milk, grains, and metals, and all the mountains, rivers, and mountains were full of potency. So, materially, everything was satisfactory. Therefore, there was no question of untimely giving up his kingdom and life. The sages were eager to hear all about all this. Text 12. Shivaya lokasya bhavaya bhutaye ya uttama shloka paryana jana jivanti natmartam usau parasharyam mumucha nirvidya kuta kalevaram. Synonyms: Shivaya, welfare, lokasya, of all living and beings, bhavasya, for flourishing, bhutaya, for economic development, yea, one who is uttama shloka parayana, devoted to the cause of the personality of Godhead, jana, men, jivanti, do live, na, but not, atma artam, selfish interest, aso, that, para ashrayam, shelter for others, mucha, gave up, nirvidya, being free from all attachment, kuta, for what reason, kalevaram, mortal body. Translation: those who are devoted to the cause of the personality of Godhead live only for the welfare, development, and happiness of others. They do not live for any selfish reason, interest. So, even though Emperor Parikshit was free from all attachment to worldly possessions, how could he give up his mortal body, who was the shelter for others? Purport: Maharaj Parikshit was an ideal king and householder because he was a devotee of the personality of Godhead. A devotee of the Lord automatically has all good qualifications, and the emperor was a typical example of this. Personally, he had no attachment for all the worldly opulences in his possession, but since he was king for the all-around welfare of his citizens, he was always busy in the welfare work of the public, not only for this life, but also for the next. He would not allow slaughterhouses or killing of cows. He was not a foolish or partial administrator who would arrange for the protection of one living being and allow another to be killed. Because he was a devotee of the Lord, he knew perfectly well how to conduct his administration for everyone's happiness, men, animals, plants, and all living creatures. He was not selfishly interested. Selfishness is either self-centered or self-extended. He was neither. His interest was to please the Supreme Truth, the personality of Godhead. The king is the representative of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the king's interest must be identical with that of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord wants all living beings to be obedient to him and thereby become happy. Therefore, the king's interest is to guide all subjects back to the kingdom of God. Hence, the activities of the citizens should be so coordinated that they can, at the end, go back home, back to Godhead. Under the administration of a representative king, the kingdom is full of opulence. At that time, human beings need not eat animals. There are ample grains, fruit, milk, and vegetables, so that the living beings, as well as the animals, can eat sumptuously and to their heart's content. If all living beings are satisfied with food and shelter and obey the prescribed rules, there cannot be any disturbance between one living being and another. Emperor Parikshit was a worthy king, and therefore all were happy during his reign. Text 13. Tat sarvam na samak chaksva pristo yad iha kinchana manyetvam bishaye vacham snatam anyatra chandasat. Synonyms: tat, that, sarvam, all, na, unto us, samachaksva, clearly explain, Prista questioned, Yat iha herein kinchana, all that, manye we think, tvam you, bishaya in all subjects, vacham meaning of words, snatam fully acquainted, anyatra except, chandasat portion of the Vedas. Translation. We know that you are expert in the meaning of all subjects except some portions of the Vedas, and thus you can clearly explain the answers to all the questions we have just put to you. Purport. The difference between the Vedas and the Puranas is that like that between the Brahmanas and the Parivrajakas. The Brahmanas are meant to administer some fruit of sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas, but the Parivrajakacharyas, or learned preachers, are meant to disseminate transcendental knowledge to one and all. As such, the Parivrajakacharyas are not always expert in pronouncing the Vedic mantras, which are practiced systematically by accent and meter by the Brahmanas who are meant for administering Vedic rites. Yet it should not be considered that the Brahmanas are more important than the itinerant preachers. They are one and simultaneously different because they are meant for the same end in different ways. There is no difference, also, between the Vedic mantras and what is explained in the Puranas and Itihasas. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, it is mentioned in the Madhyandina Shruti that all the Vedas, namely the Sama, Atharva, Rig, Yajur, Puranas, Itihasas, Upanishads, etc., are emanations from the breathing of the Supreme Being. The only difference is that the Vedic mantras are mostly begun with Pranava Omkar, and it requires some training to practice the metric pronunciation of the Vedic mantras. But that does not mean that Srimad Bhagavatam is of less importance than the Vedic mantras. On the contrary, it is the ripened fruit of all the Vedas, as stated before. Besides that, the most perfectly liberated soul, Srila Shukadeva Goswami, is absorbed in the studies of the Bhagavatam, although he is already self-realized. Srila Sutta Goswami is following his footsteps, and therefore his position is not the least important, because he was not expert in chanting Vedic mantras with metric pronunciation, which depends more on practice than actual realization. Realization is more important than parrot-like chanting. Text 14. Sutu Vacha. Dvaipade Samanu Prapte Titiye Yugaparyaye Jata Parasharad Yogi Vashavyam Kalaya Hare. Synonyms. Sutta, Sutta Goswami Uvacha said, Dvapare, in the second millennium, Samanu Prapte, on the advent of Tritiya, third yuga millennium, Paryaya, in the place of Jata, was begotten Parasharat by Parashara Yogi, the great sage, Vasayavayam, in the womb of the daughter of Vasu, Kaliya, in the plenary portion, Hare, of the personality of Godhead. Translation. Sutta Goswami said, when the second millennium overlapped the third, the great sage Vyasadeva was born to Parashara in the womb of Satyavati, the daughter of Vasu. Purport. Here is a chronological order of the four millenniums, namely Satya, Dvapara, Treta, and Kali. But sometimes there is overlapping. During the regime of Vaibhasvatamanu, there was an overlapping of the 28th round of the fourth millennium, four millenniums, and the third millennium appeared prior to the second. In that particular millennium, Lord Sri Krishna also descends, and because of this, there was some particular alteration. The mother of the great sage was Satyavati, the daughter of the Vasu fisherman, and the father was the great Parasara Muni. And that is the history of Vyasadeva's birth. Every millennium is divided into three periods, and each period is called a sandhya. Vyasadeva appeared in the third sandhya of that particular age. Text 15. Nsa kadachit saraswatya upashprishya jalam suchi, vivikta eka asina udite rave mandale. Synonyms: sahi, kadachit, once, sarasvatya, on the banks of the Sarasvati, upashprishya, after finishing mooring ablutions, jalam, water, suchi, being purified, vivikte, concentration, eka, alone, asina, being thus seated, udite, on the rise, ravi mandale, of the sun disk. Translation: once upon a time, he, Vyasadev, as the sun rose, took his morning ablution in the waters of the Sarasvati and sat alone to concentrate. Purport: the river Sarasvati is flowing in the Bhadarak Ashram area of the Himalayas, so the place indicated here is Samyaprasa in Bhadarak Ashram, where Sri Vyasadeva is residing. Text 16. Paravaragnya sha rishi kalena vyaktaram hasa yugadharma vyatikaram praptam bhuvi yuge yuge. Synonyms: paravara, past and future, gna, one who knows, sa, he, rishi, Vyasadeva, kalena, by time, avyakta, unmanifested, rahamsa, by great force, yugadharma, acts in terms of the millennium, vyaktikaram, anomalies, praptam, having accrued, bhuvi, on the earth, yuge yuge, different ages. Translation: the great sage Vyasadeva saw anomalies in the duties of the millennium. This happens on the earth in different ages due to unseen forces of time. Purport: the great sages like Vyasadeva are liberated souls, and therefore they can see clearly past and future. Thus, he could see future anomalies in the Kali age, and accordingly he made arrangement for the people in general so that they can execute a progressive stage in this age, which is full of darkness. The people of these in general in this age of Kali are too much interested in matter, which is temporary. Because of ignorance, they are unable to evaluate the assets of life and be enlightened in spiritual knowledge. Text 17 and 18. Bhautikanam chabhavanam shakti hrisham chatatkritam ashradananam nishatvan durme dan hri shita yeshu yusha durbhaghams cha janan viksha munir divyena chakshusha sarva varna shramanam yad dadyau hitam amogadik. Synonyms: bhauti kanam cha, also everything that is made of matter, bhavanam, actions, shakti hrasham cha, and deterioration of natural power, tatkritam, rendered by that, ashradadanam, of the faithless, nisatvan, impatient due to want of the mode of goodness, durmedan, dull-witted, hrashita, reduced, ayasa, of duration of life, durbhagan cha, also the unlucky, janan, people in general, viksha, by seeing, mune, the muni, divyena, by transcendental chakshush vision, sarva, all, varna ashramanam, of all the statuses and orders of life, yat, wat, dadao, contemplated, hitam, welfare, amogadrik, one who is fully equipped in knowledge. Translation: the great sage, who was fully equipped in knowledge, could see through his transcendental vision the deterioration of everything material due to the influence of the age. He could also see that the faithless people in general would be reduced in duration of life and would be impatient due to lack of goodness. Thus, he contemplated for the welfare of men in all statuses and orders of life. Purport: the unmanifested forces of time are so powerful that they reduce all matter to oblivion in due course. In Kali Yuga, the last millennium of a round of four millenniums, the power of all material objects deteriorates by the influence of time. In this age, the duration of the material body of the people in general is much reduced, and so is the memory. The action of matter has also not much incentive. The land does not produce food grains in the same proportions as it did in other ages. The cow does not give as much milk as it used to give formerly. The production of vegetables and fruits is less than before. As such, all living beings, both men and animals, do not have sumptuous, nourishing food. Due to want of so many necessities of life, naturally the duration of life is reduced, the memory is short, intelligence is meager, mutual dealings are full of hypocrisy, and so on. The great sage Vyasadeva could see this by his transcendental vision. As an astrologer can see the future fate of a man, or an astronomer can foretell the solar and lunar eclipses, those liberated souls who can see through the scriptures can foretell the future of all mankind. They can see this due to their sharp vision of spiritual attainment. And all such transcendentalists who are naturally devotees of the Lord are always eager to render welfare service to the people in general. They are the real friends of the people in general, and not the so-called public leaders who are unable to see what is going on 5 minutes ahead. In this age, the people in general are, as well as their so-called leaders, are all unlucky fellows, faithless in spiritual knowledge, and influenced by the age of Kali. They are always disturbed by various diseases. For example, in the present age, there are so many TB patients in TB hospitals, but formerly this was not so because the time was not so unfavorable. The unfortunate men of this age are always reluctant to give a reception to the transcendentalists who are representatives of Srila Vyasadeva, and selfless workers always busy in planning something which may help everyone in all statuses and orders of life. The greatest philanthropists are those transcendentalists who represent the mission of Vyas, Narada, Madhva, Chaitanya, Rupa, Saraswati, etc. They are all one and the same. The personalities may be different, but the aim of the end of the mission is one and the same, namely, to deliver the fallen souls back home, back to Godhead. Text 19. Chaturhotram Kamar Sudam Pragnanam Vikshyavaidikam Vyadadad Yagna Santatyai Vedamekam Chaturvidam. Synonyms: Chatur 4, Hotram, sacrificial fires. Karma Shudham, purification of work. Prajnanam, of the people in general. Vikshya, after seeing. Vaidikam, according to Vedic rites. Vyadadat, made unto. Yagna, sacrifice. Santatyai, to expand. Vedam ekam, only one Veda. Chaturvidam, in four divisions. Translation: he saw that the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas were means by which the people's occupations could be purified. And to simplify the process, he divided into the one Veda into four in order to expand them among men. Purport: formerly, there was only the Veda in the name of Jagar, and the four divisions of sacrifices were there specifically mentioned. But to make them more easily performable, the Veda was divided into four divisions of sacrifice, just to purify the occupational service of the four orders. Above the four Vedas, namely Rig, Yajur, Sama, and Atharva, there are the Puranas, the Mahabharata, Samhitas, etc., which are known as the fifth Veda. Sri Vyasadeva and his many disciples were all historical personalities, and they were very kind and sympathetic toward the fallen souls of this age of Kali. As such, the Puranas and Mahabharata were made from related historical facts which explain the teachings of the four Vedas. There is no point in doubting the authority of the Puranas and Mahabharata as parts and parcels of the Vedas. In the Chandogya Upanishad 7.1.4, at the Puranas and Mahabharata generally known as histories, are mentioned as the fifth Veda. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, that is the way of ascertaining the respective values of the revealed scriptures. Text 20. Rig Jagur Samartha Vakya Vedas Chatvara Udrita Itihasa Puranam Cha Panchamo Veda Uchite. Synonyms. Rig Yajur Samatarva Akya. The names of the four Vedas. Veda of the Vedas. Chatvarha. The four. Udarita. Made into separate parts. Itihasa. Historical records. Mahabharat. Puranam. Puranam cha. And the Puranas. Panchama. The fifth Veda. The original source of knowledge, Uchite, is said to be. Translation. The four divisions of the original sources of knowledge, the Vedas, were made separately, but the historical facts and authentic stories mentioned in the Puranas are called the fifth Veda. Text 21. Tatrag Veda Dara Palai Samyogo Jaimini Kavi Vaishampayana Evaiko Nishnato Yajusa Muta. Synonyms. Tatra, thereupon, Rigveda Dara, the professor of the Rigveda, Palai, the rishi named Pila, Samaga, that of the Samaveda, Jaimini, the rishi named Jaimini, Kavi, highly qualified, Vaishampanyana, the rishi named Vaishampanyana, Eva only, Eka alone, Nishnata, well-versed, Yajusam, of the four Veda, the Yajurveda, Uta, glorified. Translation. After the Vedas were divided into four divisions, Paila Rishi became the professor of the Rig Veda, Jaimini the professor of the Samaveda, and Vaishampayana alone became glorified by the Yajurveda. Purport. The different Vedas were entrusted to different learned scholars for development in different ways. Text 22. Atavan Giri Sham Asit Sumantur Durano Muni Itihasa Parananam Pita Me Ramaharshana. Synonyms. Atarva, the Atarva Veda, Angirasham, unto the Rishi Angira Asit was entrusted Sumantu, also known as Sumantu Muni, Daruna, seriously devoted to the Atarva Veda, Muni, the sage, Itihasa Puranam, of the historical records and the Puranas, Pita, father, me, mine, Ramaharshana, the Rishi Ramaharshan. Translation. The Sumantu Muni Angira, who was very devotedly engaged, was entrusted with the Atharva Veda, and my father, Ramaharshan, was entrusted with the Puranas and historical records. Purport. In the Shruti Mantras, also, it is stated that Angira Muni, who strictly followed the rigid principles of the Atharva Veda, was the leader of the followers of the Atharva Veda. Text 23. Tat eta rishyo vedam svam svam vyasam enekada shishyai prasishyai tach chishyar vedas te sakino bhavan. Synonyms, te, they, ete, all these, rishaya, learned scholars, vedam, the respective Vedas, svam svam, in their own entrusted matters, vyasyan, rendered, enekada, many, sisya, disciples, prashishyai, grand disciples, tatshishyai, great grand disciples, vedate, followers of the respective Vedas, shakshina, different branches, abhavan, thus became. Translation. All these learned scholars, in their turn, rendered their entrusted Vedas unto their many disciples, grand disciples, and great grand disciples, and thus the respective branches of the followers of the Vedas came into being. Purport. The original source of knowledge is the Vedas. There are no branches of knowledge, either mundane or transcendental, which do not belong to the original text of the Vedas. They have simply been developed into different branches. They were originally rendered by great, respectable, and learned professors. In other words, the Vedic knowledge, broken into different branches by different disciplic successions, has been distributed all over the world. No one, therefore, can claim independent knowledge beyond the Vedas. Text 24. Ta eva veda durme dair, daryante purusharyata, evam chakara bhagavan, vyasa kripanavat sala. Synonyms. Ta, that, eva, certainly, veda, the book of knowledge, durme dai, by the less intellectual, daryante, can assimilate purushai by the man, yata, as much as evam, thus, chakara edited, Bhagavan, the powerful, Vyasa, the great sage Vyas, Kripana Vatsala, very kind to the ignorant mass. Translation. Thus, the great sage Vyasadeva, who is very kind to the ignorant masses, edited the Vedas so they might be assimilated by less intellectual men. Purport. The Veda is one, and the reasons for its divisions in many parts are explained herewith. The seed of all knowledge, or the Veda, is not a subject matter which can be easily understood by any ordinary man. There is a stricture that no one should try to learn the Vedas who is not a qualified Brahmana. This stricture has been wrongly interpreted in so many ways. A class of men who claim Brahminical qualifications simply by their birthright in the family of a Brahmana claim that the study of the Vedas is a monopoly of the Brahmana caste only. Another section of the people take this as an injustice to members of other castes who do not happen to take birth in a Brahmana family. But both of them are misguided. The Vedas are subjects which had to be explained even to Brahmaji by the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the subject matter is understood by persons with exceptional qualities of goodness. Persons who are in the mode of passion and ignorance are unable to understand the subject matter of the Vedas. The ultimate goal of Vedic knowledge is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. This personality is very rarely understood by those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance. In the Satyayuga, everyone was situated in the mode of goodness. Gradually, the mode of goodness declined during the Treta and Dwapara Yugas, and the general mass of people became corrupt. In the present age, the mode of goodness is almost nil, and so for the general mass of people, the kind-hearted, powerful sage, Srila Vyasadeva, divided the Vedas in various ways so that they may be practically followed by less intelligent persons in the mode of passion and ignorance. It is explained in the next shloka as follows. Text 25. Stri Shudha Dvija Bandunam Tayi Na Shuta Gochara Karma Shreyasi Madunam Shreya Evam Bhavediha Iti Bharatam Akyanam Kripya Munina Kritam. Synonyms. Stri, the woman class. Shudra, the laboring class. Dvijabandhu, of the friends of the twice born. Tayi, the three sacrificial Vedas. Na Shruti Gotra, not allowed to be heard, Karma Shreyasi, in the successful execution of ritual duties. Mudhanam, of the less intelligent, Shreya, supreme benefit, Evam, thus, Bhavet, achieved, Iha, by this, Iti, thus thinking, Bharatam, the great Mahabharat, Akinam, historical facts, Kripaya, out of great mercy, Munina, by the Muni, Kritam, is completed. Translation. Out of compassion, the great sage thought it wise that this would enable men to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Thus he compiled the great historical narration called the Mahabharat for women, laborers, and friends of the twice-born. Purport. The friends of the twice-born families are those who are born in the families of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, or the spiritually cultured families, but who themselves are not equal to their forefathers. Such descendants are not recognized as such for want of purificatory achievements. For the purificatory activities begin even before the birth of a child, and the seed-giving reformatory process is called Gurbadan Samskar. One who has not undergone such Gurbadan Samskar, or spiritual family planning, is not accepted as being of an actual twice-born family. The Garbhodan Samskar is followed by other purificatory processes, out of which the sacred thread ceremony is one. This is performed at the time of spiritual initiation. After this particular samskar, one is rightly called twice-born. One birth is calculated during the seed-giving samskar, and the second birth is calculated at the time of spiritual initiation. One who has been able to undergo such important samskars can be called a bona fide twice-born. If the father and the mother do not undertake the process of spiritual family planning and simply beget children out of passion only, their children are called dvijabandhus. These dvijabandhus are certainly not as intelligent as the children of the regular twice-born families. The dvijabandhus are classified with the shudras and the woman class, who are by nature less intelligent. The shudras and the woman class do not have to undergo any samskaras save and accept the ceremony of marriage. The less intelligent classes of men, namely women, shudras, and unqualified sons of the higher castes, are devoid of necessary qualifications to understand the purpose of the transcendental Vedas. For them, the Mahabharat was prepared. The purpose of the Mahabharat is to administer the purpose of the Vedas, and therefore within this Mahabharat, the summary Veda of Bhagavad Gita is placed. The less intelligent are more interested in stories than in philosophy, and therefore the philosophy of the Vedas in the form of the Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Lord Sri Krishna. Vyasadeva and Lord Krishna are both on the transcendental plane, and therefore they collaborated in doing good to the fallen souls of this age. The Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. It is the first book of spiritual values, as the Upanishads are. The Vedanta philosophy is the subject matter for study by the spiritual graduates. Only the postgraduate spiritual student can enter into the spiritual or devotional service of the Lord. It is a great science, and the great professor is the Lord Himself in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And persons who are empowered by Him can initiate others in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Text 26. Evam parvetasya sada bhutanam shayasi dvija sarvatma kenapi nada yada natu syad didyam tata. Synonyms: evam, thus. Pravitasya, one who is engaged in, sada, always, bhutanam, of the living beings, shriyasi, in the ultimate good, dvija, O twice-born, sarvatmakena api, by all means, yadi, when, na, not, atusyat, become satisfied, hridayam, mind, tata, at that time. Translation: O twice-born brahmanas, still his mind was not satisfied, although he engaged himself in working for the actual welfare of all people. Report: Sri Vyasadeva was not satisfied with himself, although he had prepared literatures of Vedic value for the all-around welfare of the general mass of people. It was expected that he would be satisfied by all such activities, but ultimately he was not satisfied. Text 27. Nati prasidad didaya sarasvatyas tate shucho Vitarkayan vivikta sta idam kovacha dharmavit. Synonyms: na, not. Ati prasidat, very much satisfied, hridaya, at heart. Sarasvatya, of the river Saraswati. Tate, on the bank of. Shocho, being purified. Vitarkayan, having considered. Vivikta sta, situated in a lonely place. Idam cha, also this. Uvacha, said, dharmavit, one who knows what religion is. Translation: thus the sage, being dissatisfied at heart, at once began to reflect, because he knew the essence of religion, and he said within himself, purport: the sage began to search out the cause of not being satisfied at heart. Perfection is never attained until one is satisfied at heart. This satisfaction of the heart has to be searched out beyond matter. Text 28 and 29. Dridavratena hi maya chandamsi guravognaya Manita nirvalid kena gihitam chanusashanam. Bharata vyapadeshena hi anma yartas cha pradarshita. Dishyate yatra dharmadi sri sudradi birapiyata. Synonyms. Dhritavratena, under strict disciplinary vow, he, certainly, Maya, by me, Chidamsi, the Vedic hymns, Gaurava, the spiritual masters, Agnaya, the sacrificial fire, Manita, properly worshipped, Nirvalikena, without pretense, Grihitamcha, also accepted, Anusasnam, the traditional discipline, Bharat, of the Mahabharat, Vyapadesena, by compilation of he, certainly, Amyanartha, import of disciplic succession, cha, and Pradarsita, properly explained, Drishyate, by what is necessary, yatra, where, Dharmadi, the path of religion, Sri Shudra Abhidhyapi, even by women, Shudras, etc., Uta, spoken. Translation. I have, under strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas, the spiritual masters, and the altar of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings and have shown the import of disciplic succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, by which even women, Shudras, and other friends of the twice-born can see the path of religion. Purport. No one can understand the import of the Vedas without having undergone strict disciplinary vow and disciplic succession. The Vedas, the spiritual masters, and sacrificial fire must be worshipped by the desiring candidate. All these intricacies of Vedic knowledge are systematically presented in the Mahabharata for the understanding of the women class, the laborer class, and the unqualified members of the Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishya classes, families. In this age, the Mahabharata is more essential than the original Vedas. Text 30. Tatapi bhattame dhyayo hiati or hiatma chaivatmana bibu asampana ivabhati brahma varchasya sattvama satama. Synonyms. Tatapi, although, bhatta, defect, me, mine, daya, situated in the body, he, certainly, atma, living being, cha, and, evas, even, atmana, myself, vibhu, sufficient, asampana, wanting in, eva, abhati, it appears to be, brahma varchasya, of the Vedantist, satama, the supreme. Translation. I am feeling incomplete, although I myself am fully equipped with everything required by the Vedas. Purport. Undoubtedly, Srila Vyasadeva was complete in all the details of Vedic achievements. Purification of the living being submerged in matter is made possible by the prescribed duties of the Vedas, but the ultimate achievement is different. Unless it is attained, living being, even though fully equipped, cannot be situated in the transcendentally normal stage. Srila Vyasadeva appeared to have lost the clue and therefore felt dissatisfaction. Text 31. Kimva Bhagavata Dharma na prayena nirupita priya paramahansanam ta eva hi achyuta priya. Synonyms. Kimva, or Bhagavata Dharma, devotional activities of the living beings, na, not, prayena, almost, nirupita, directed, priya, dear, paramahansanam, of the perfected beings, ta eva, that also he, certainly, achyuta, the infallible, priya, attractive. Translation. This may be because I did not specifically point out the devotional service of the Lord, which is dear both to perfect beings and to the infallible Lord. Purport. The dissatisfaction which was being felt by Srila Vyasadeva is expressed herein in his own words. This was felt for the normal condition of the living being in the devotional service of the Lord. Unless one is fixed in the normal condition of service, neither the Lord nor the living being can become fully satisfied. This defect was felt by him when Narada Muni, his spiritual master, reached him. It is described as follows. Text 32. Tasyaivam kilam atmanam manya manasya kidyayat Gita, Krishnaya Narado Bhagyagad, Ashramam Prag Udanitam. Synonyms, Tasya, he is, Evam, thus, Kilam, inferior, Atmanam, soul, Manya Manasya, thinking within his mind, Kidyata, regretting, Krishnasya, Krishna Dvaipiyana Vyas, Narada Abhyagat, Narada came there, Ashrama, the cottage, Prak, before, Udaritam, said. Translation, as mentioned before, Narada reached the cottage of Krishna Dvaipiyana Vyas on the banks of the Saraswati, just as Vyasadeva was regretting his defects. Purport. The vacuum felt by Vyasadeva was not due to his lack of knowledge. Bhagavad Dharma is purely devotional service of the Lord, to which the monist has no access. The monist is not counted among the Paramahansas, the most perfect of the renounced order of life. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Although Vyasadeva was an empowered divinity, he still felt dissatisfaction because in none of his works were the transcendental activities of the Lord properly explained. The inspiration was infused by Sri Krishna directly into the heart of Vyasadeva, and thus he felt the vacuum as explained before. It is definitely expressed herewith that without the transcendental loving service of the Lord, everything is void. But in the transcendental service of the Lord, everything is tangible without any separate attempt at fruitive work or empiric philosophical speculation. Text 33. Tam abhignaya sahasa pratyuta yagatamuni pujayam asavidhivan Naradam Surapujitam. Synonyms. Tam Ignaya. Seeing the good fortune of his, Narada's, arrival, Sahasa, all of a sudden, Pratyutaya, getting up, Agatam, arrived at Muni, Vyasadeva, Pujayamasa, worship, Vidivat, with the same respect offered to Vidi, Brahma, Naradam to Narada, Surapujitam, worshipped by the demigods. Translation, at the auspicious arrival of Sri Narada, Sri Vyasadeva got up respectfully and worshipped him, giving him veneration equal to that given to Brahmaji, the creator. Purport. Vidhi means Brahma, the first created living being. He is the original student as well as professor of the Vedas. He learned it from Sri Krishna and taught Narada first. So Narada is the second acharya in the line of the spiritual disciplic succession. He is the representative of Brahma, and therefore he is respected exactly like Brahma, the father of all vidhis, regulations. Similarly, all other successive disciples in the chain are also equally respected as representatives of the original spiritual master. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, fourth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Appearance of Sri Narada.